Hey!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm frightfully average.
I am magically banal.
And I am incredibly... awfully long.
I'm tremendously thin today, but I do like your costume.
Yes, I am feeling spectacularly angular today.
I would have said angler, yeah.
Angler, yes.
Yes.
Spot of fishing on the way.
Good. I look forward to that later in the show.
Yes, came by canal boat. Barge. Barge?
Barge. Barge. A canal barge.
Oh, well, yes, this is an exciting fishing-related beginning to this Maggot House podcast that we've got going on. And we are here in...
in the Batcave.
In the Batcave.
Except there are no bats.
Yes, well, we had to take them out, didn't we, when you started waving your fishing rod around and you, with your angling hat and your
it
Big Mac.
Did slightly scare the bats, unsettle them.
They thought you were a huge bat in your rubber boots.
Me rubber boots with me pointy ears and me cape. Gotta have your fishing cape, haven't you?
Yes. Woe be to the man who goes a fishing without a cape.
Indeed. Or
perhaps not.
Or perhaps not.
But right, first off the bat, we're going to just go all out and play something from Jurassic 5. And this one's called The Lecture.
How many people in the band?
I don't know.
Frank Sinatra would go together. Edit. No. Combinations of music. You're about to play a soul 45 RPM recording, but the turntable is set at 33 and a third, and the record plays very slowly. Let's pick up the tempo a bit, eh? Imagine that you're in the middle of your disc jockey program. This is the mark of a professional.
Sometimes on a Sunday afternoon, I like to wear a shoe. How about you?
Well, sometimes on a Sunday afternoon, I like to wear a double shoe on each foot.
Ooh, is that two shoes on each foot, or two between the two, or...?
It's a double shoe.
A double shoe.
Like a W, but shoey.
Don't call it a pair, it's a double shoe. It's not a pair of shoes, it's a double shoe.
Like a double whopper.
A double whopper? A double decker, or an elbow drop from the top turnbuckle.
Mm-hmm.
through dust to find you, to the point I heard the sound of your mind. Memories displayed, secret gallery, cargo on an unmanned freight train. You tell me the earth is a womb, forging fake centuries. Plugging the entrance to a new world, thriving in the realm of your death. A chromium sun gleams in your eyes. Like hands-down horizon, it bleaches the skies. The glowing behemoth came back from somewhere. Your skin is a barrier to another world. Centuries gone, just came back. Music in a silent universe. Ancient echoes from prehistoric birds. The desert's monument stutters. Reel and your eye hurt and scrape. The hollow moment battered is now wiped clean from the sky.
You're feeling a little bit better now. You recovered.
Yeah. I've had a funny thing happen to my hand, though.
What's that then?
It's gone bright red.
Bright red? How's yeah. that happened?
That's part of the illness, I think.
You know, that's what they say, though. It's too much of that, and your hand will go red, and
too much illness.
Your ears will drop off.
My ears have never dropped off. Anyway, watch yourself.
Watch myself.
You don't want to get in a fight with me.
No.
No, I'm in the Peaky Blinders.
The Peaky Blinders.
I'm going to slash your face. Blinders. With my hat.
Slash my face with your hat.
Yeah, well.
with your Nike baseball cap.
Well, I haven't got a Nike baseball cap, but I do have a big woolly hat.
Beanie hat. Oh, that could come sharp.
It will. I've got a brick in the top.
Oh, dear. Coincidentally, actually, my 10-year-old daughter was talking to me about starting a band called Godsmash.
Godsmash. Wait, really? Is this what kind of band is this going to be? Like,
it's going to be old school R&B.
Oh, nice.
With a Mexican twist.
Called Godsmash. That sounds amazing. Do they need a trumpetist?
A trumpetist? Quite possibly.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm a good trumpetist.
She's a tenor hornist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good God.
And I shall be the guitarista.
And I will be the trumpista.
And I will be the drumista. But we'll probably never, ever do it anyway. So let's move on.
I know someone else who's got a funny hand. His name's Nick Cave.
Has he got a funny hand?
He's got a red right hand.
A red right hand. Too many red Skittles.
Too many handfuls of baked beans when he was dishing it out onto his toast this morning.
Yes. Well, that's, of course, how you would dish out your baked beans, isn't it? With your hand.
Do you ever suffer from microwave forgetfulness?
Microwave forgetfulness. I often forget I have a microwave.
No, you don't forget you've got a microwave, but you get to the microwave. You see, normally, you know, you've got stuff in the grill and you've got your bacon in there and your sausages and, you know, you get your oven gloves on and you take it out, safe. You get to the microwave, you get to take your beans out, just put your hands right into the hot bowl with the steamy hotness and it's been in there for 20 seconds and you're like, ah! Because you totally forget that stuff in the microwave is hot as well.
But what I tend to do is do all of that and then actually forget that I've got a microwave until 2 hours later when my beans are cold and there's a little hole in my stomach.
And at that point you realise...
Oh, they're still in the microwave.
Right hand.
nobody sees. You'll see him in your head on a TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
Are you doing the news today?
Yes, I am.
What's in the news?
Very small man meets very large lady. And in other news, girl with camera phone takes picture of self in mirror.
This isn't the real news.
No, not the real news, no. But it's news. I'm sure somewhere in the world, a girl with a camera phone has taken a picture of herself in the mirror.
Why would anyone do that? Have you ever taken a picture of yourself in the mirror with your camera phone?
No.
Why not?
Well, because I'm a very ugly man.
I think I have actually done that. I'd repressed that for years, but it came back in a bolt, and I have actually done that.
You disgust me.
Good.
And why did you do this?
Because everyone else was doing it.
If everyone else was punching themselves in the groin whilst hopping one-legged across a multi-story car park, would you do the same? So you might laugh, but some of the things these kids do nowadays, I'm sure that's so not far into the future.
What you're asking me is if everyone was punching themselves in the stomach,
in the groin.
And jumping across a multi-story car park.
Hopping
across a multi-story car park.
Whilst wearing a bowler hat.
Whilst wearing a bowler
flippers,
hat.
And flippers. And shouting, "Ooh, by gum, I'm Veronica Postlethwaite."
So if everyone was doing that, and I was the only one not doing that, I would feel a bit stupid.
I'm sure you'd feel a bit stupid if you did do it as well, though.
No, because, you know, they'd be like, you know, my mom and my nan, everyone I'd ever known, people who lived in the local area. There'd be the shopkeeper from down. He'd be going along, bouncing away, punching himself in the groin, they'd all be, for a start, I'd be on my own because they'd all be going off pretty quick. I'd be like, "Where's everyone going?"
Just sit and have a piece of toast instead.
Right, and miss out.
Miss out on punching yourself in the groin? I think I could miss that, but...
shed this skin. We can know how we feel inside, instead of going down an endless road, not knowing if we did or lied. Something's over.
Did that make you want to punch yourself in the groin?
Made me want to punch someone else in the groin.
That's not quite what they intended, I think, when they wrote that.
There's no easy way out. Shortcut home. Made me feel like a winner. Yeah. Oh, made me feel like I can achieve anything. Made me feel like I can run up a mountain carrying a tree.
Wow, that's a real show of strength. I'd lift myself up. I would carry myself, my own body weight, just lift myself up, stand up, perhaps, or get up off the ground.
Yeah, I'm gonna carry my tree.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna carry my tree up to the top of the mountain, and then I'm gonna punch that tree. I'm gonna punch it until the moon comes out, baby. And then I'm going to punch the moon, yeah.
I'm going to punch the moon. God, you're like one of these super heroic folk, ain't you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It's my old school training methods, brother. Oh, yeah, I don't believe in any of this electronic rubbish.
Electronic rubbish? What is that?
Oh, all this hunky-dunky, computerized, roly-boly-cooly-poo. Just give me a tree, and I'll train. You know, you can use a tree in 3,047 different ways to train.
Go on, then.
You can punch it.
Yep.
You can kick it.
Yep.
You can carry it.
Done it.
You can lift it up and down again.
Yeah,
you
try it.
You can roll it.
Never done that.
You can swing it around your head.
Ooh, that's an idea.
You can throw it at the moon. You can carve it up with a little knife.
Oh my god, that's just heroic.
But it's good training.
Anything else? Any last words?
Last words? Trousers.
Charles and Betty. I've been late.
Dandruff
is there for the taking. The infection wants me to move to a city.
Well, my iTunes thought that was blues.
Blues.
I don't know if you'd agree.
Yes. I don't know if you've heard any of the modern blues artists around.
They sound a lot like that.
They sound a lot like
they
that.
They sound a lot like the Fat Worm of Error.
The Fat Worm of Error.
Good band, though, eh?
Yeah, interesting stuff, eh?
I'm not sure what you'd call it. I would describe it as like a snotty ball. Snotty ball. That is slowly burrowing its way across a surface.
What kind of surface?
A grimy surface.
A grimy surface.
Burrowing across a grimy surface with a head full of pain.
In search of a romance.
No. No romance.
You didn't hear the romance?
There was no romance in that for me.
I heard a tinge of romance in that.
I heard some anguish. Anguish. Pain. Suffering. Nihilism. Cornflake. Driven. Sharp. Mouth blood. Not, you know, stuff like that.
So B-Thong, eh?
Yeah, funny name for a band, B-Thong.
Sounds like a fancy pair of pants.
Yes.
I've got my B-Thong on. Chafes a bit, but ooh.
Can't say I've ever worn a thong. I don't think I'd look very good in it.
Yeah. I wouldn't like to see you in a thong.
No, me neither.
No.
Do you want me to take a picture of myself in a thong on my camera phone in the mirror?
No. Well, I've got you can do it if you want, but just whatever you do, do not let my eyes ever come across it. Most band names begin with a the, don't they, really?
They do, yeah. I've been tempted for years to start up a band and end it with the.
the.
No, that is a band.
Yeah, I was going to say,
they are
a band. The.
A bit like The Who.
The.
See, I might be, you know, if I was in a
who
cover you? Band, I'd be Who The.
Who The.
See?
Yeah.
That'd be genius.
Who The.
And I'd be a Who cover band. Do you want to be in a band?
Yeah, should we start a Who cover band?
Yeah. You can be Pete Townsend.
I don't really want to be him.
You could change your
I
name
don't really
to.
I don't want to be him.
No.
Don't want to be him. No.
Do you want to be the other one?
Yeah, the other.
Robert Tankard, or whatever his
Robert
name was.
Robert Tankard, yeah. And
no, I couldn't tell you the people in The Who. You got.
Pete Postlethwaite. You got Michael Caine. You got Beverly Craven. I think she was in The Who.
Oh, really?
She, yeah.
God, what did she
Johnny
play?
Ball.
Johnny Ball? The Johnny Ball?
The Johnny Ball.
Oh, God.
I think he played the penny whistle.
Really? We're going to need more people for this cover band.
Yeah.
Terence Trent D'Arby, was he in it as well?
Very great, Busker.
I've heard this is his latest song. Mm.
Yes, I believe it is. It's a bit of a change in direction for old Terence, but I think it's
one.
Pretty interesting. We'll be right back. I've got a very large collection of cats. You never know when they're going to come in useful. This is the thing. They're just there as a precaution. I don't actually use them at the moment.
This is hoarder's talk, John. Hoarder's talk.
Well, I've been told this before. I did actually take out a lease on a warehouse just to store my cats. Very low maintenance as well. Just leave them there, and then if they get hungry, they eat each other. Very low overheads. One of the cats recently tickled me whilst I lay sleeping in the warehouse after a particularly heavy night of drinking.
Is this what you do? You collect cats, fill them up in your warehouse, go out on the lash, and then go back to the warehouse for a particularly comfy snoozer on
for a little tickle
with their little pussy cats.
You know what I use to help me get to sleep?
No.
David Attenborough.
The man, he joins you in the bed.
Not in the bed, at the end of the bed. He sits at the end of the bed and talks about the animals. And I go to sleep. And then I think he just sneaks off in the middle of the night. Then.
That's lovely.
Very, very kind man. Very good of him to do it.
Is he every night there?
Every night when I need him, I have a special call to ask him to come and help me get to sleep.
Oh.
So it's a bit like that, actually. Yeah, it's so if I'm struggling to get to sleep, I'm like, Well, it's kind of like a sort of call, and then the next thing I know, he's climbing up a little ladder at my bedroom window, and he climbs in, and he starts talking about the animals.
Oh well, I'm very warm at the moment, and it is the end of the show. Maybe we could just have a little snooze, you know, if you'd be so kind as to call him for us.
A little power nap.
Just get him in. Come
on. It's pretty tiring, isn't it?
Getting this radio show.
It tires me out.
Come on.
My legs are all stiff and hard.
That's because David Attenborough's on your legs. He's here. Oh, he's going to tell us all about the animals.
He didn't even call. He just must have done it telepathically, like.
He telepathically arrived.
He just knows.
It's because he works with animals.
He knows. He understands.
He can read your mind. Read your thoughts.
Pretty
anyway,
scary, really.
It's lovely to see you, David. Hurting my legs a little bit, but I'm sure it'll get much more soothing when you tell us about
the animals.
What he's
doing at the moment, he's sending your legs to sleep before he sends your head to sleep.
Oh, so he's going to lie all over me and squash me to sleep.
He could have put some clothes on, though, couldn't he? Physique's not quite what it used to be in the 60s, so I've got to admit, David. You want me to call him off?
No.
Come on, David.
No, it's nice.
Come on,
anyway,
David.
We'll see you
get
next
off, get
time.
Get off the nice man's legs now. Don't sniff there. No, David.
No, David.
Come on.
No,
off.
Down.
No, his legs, not for that.
So you can get more from us at Maggot House from our Facebook page at facebook.com/maggothouse.
We don't have many friends. And you can also get lots more music, of course, from our Bandcamp website at maggothouse.bandcamp.com. We're more important, clearly. And yes, you can get more Meat Feast, Jazz Thrash Assassin, Fluxum, Octopod, Polly Danielson, and lots of other random crap that I'm sure you'll love.
That beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, 'cause I'm a dancing fool.